Stephen.
Hey.
Hey, Jonah. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Ray, come here.
My name's John Towner, or JT. I've been the dingo captain for the last eight or so years.
Who can be a dingo?
Anyone can be a dingo. Just have to get up early in the morning and you come down here 365 days a year from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, have a surf and go home.
What's the idea behind it?
Well, a few of us have been swimming here for 35, 40 more. But Paul, when he came up from Sydney at Queenscliff, he formed us into a bit of a group. We start off about six, and at our dinners we end up with 50 or 60 people. So it's a bit light on this morning because of the clouds and rain, I suppose. But we all have a good time, lots of fun, bag each other, have a swim and keep fit. And these old guys, they're getting under 87 years old now.
How old would the range be?
Average age is 72, probably. Yeah. We lose a few every year, but the oldest guy we had was a guy called Jack Luby. He was 91. He was still pretty fit at 91. The main thing is just wake you up, ready for the day.
David, another dingo, one of the many here this morning, mate. What do you love about this? How are you? This is a good little outing every morning.
Yeah, it gets you out of bed. Yeah, like gets you out of trouble. You're going to get into trouble if you come down here. And if you are in trouble, they remind you that it's not really that important. You know?
Describe conditions this morning for us at Currumbin.
This is low tide at the moment, so we live for high tide. You know, when it's high tide, the waves are breaking in closer and it's a lot more sort of pleasant. But we're dead on low tide, and it's a bit shallow there, so it's a bit dumpy on the bank and the waves are a bit further out. So today we just go for a swim in nice and close. We have a sort of standard, three waves a minimum standard, in and out, and then on with your day.
And you're the man to describe why you are called the dingoes.
Well, there's a bit of a story behind that, yeah. When we go out the back on our legendary big waves, because we take any size wave, sometimes we don't take the wave and everyone says, oh, you didn't go. So dingo is a bit of a play on the words, dingo.
So they call you King Wally?
No. What you can't ever come here with, it's marvellous, Scott. You can't come here with an ego, ever. You know, everyone's equal. It's fabulous therapy. Fabulous therapy, you know, like... Well, I'm only young, but I'm rapidly approaching 70, so I've lived, 712s, I've lived 840 months.
Good maths.
And it takes about a month to get used. You can give your body 1 month. It takes about a month to get used to the water. But once you're here, I never all day meet a happier person. Everyone's happy. They're into life, you know. The tragedy yesterday of Philip Seymour Hoffman, it shatters everyone. You get the eccentric of Philip Seymour and the brilliance of a person like that. It breaks your heart, things like that. Where our therapy was watching the 3-2-1 every morning come up and go and dive in, and it can be cool here, but the water only varies 17 to 24. And it's marvellous. It fixes everything.
The dingoes, what a group to be a part of. I think I've got the oldest of the dingoes, do I?
Yes, I am. I'm the oldest.
And your name?
Ray.
Why do you come down here every day?
Oh, because it's excellent. It's great for you to come here. Get out of bed, and you may not be feeling so crash hot early in the morning, but you get down here, and after you've been in the water, you feel 100%.
Can I ask how old you are? 87. Or how young? 87. And there was a member here in the past in the 90s, so you've got a record to beat there, Ray.
No, I don't. Who said that?
Oh, one of the blokes did. In the past. This is a while back.
Some time ago, I imagine. Well, before my time.
But you'll be here in your 90s anyway.
Oh, well. Yeah, no, I don't want to be here. You need skin down here. It's about 3 inches thick if you want to survive in this club. But they're a great bunch of people. Very concerned. They look after one another. And if you don't turn up for a couple of days, they want to know where you are or they'll contact you. I've been around a fair while and swam with different clubs in Sydney, but this club is a very, very caring club, and that's why we come down here. Great mateship.
Well, I'll let you get in the water, mate. Looks pretty good out there.
Yeah, it is. Thanks.
So as I look out here and the tide, it's still quite low. The waves are breaking very clean at Currumbin today. The seagulls overhead. Bit of grey skies... after that rain last night. And the original dingo captain is Paul. Yeah. When was that? When did it all start?
It was about 31 years ago.
31 years ago?
Yes, we started up here. I came up here and I was swimming early in the morning, a few boys there, so we went out together. We'd go out there and then the wave, there was no boards then, we'd have it to ourselves, you know, and then get a wave. And they all think they were great surfers, so I graded them into A and B teams. The B team only go out to the chest.
Which we can see now, can't we?
Yeah. But the AT go right out to the back. And when they get a wave into the beach, I'd give them a 10. If they dropped off halfway, they'd get a 5. And if they got dumped, I'd give them a -2.
And it's all proven knowledge, you know.
Oh, of course, of course. Plenty of talk goes on before they get in the water. And we should make it clear, this is body surfing. It's not stand-up surfing.
Yeah, no, it's just body surfing out there. And there's some good old surfers amongst them. They're very good. They've had years of experience, and they know when the surf's on. We've got a couple of boys out there now going out. See, right at the back there now. The captain's out there. See them waiting for a wave. They'll get a wave out there.
They won't get through today.
There's that bank there, and there's a channel. They won't get through today, but on a good day, they get a wave. They come right through to the beach.
So the last word here, I've met some amazing fellas today, these dingoes that make their way down here, but someone who knows about keeping fit is this man. What's your name?
Sheik Vanderwerf.
And you work here at the surf club?
Yeah, I'm one of the licensees at the surf club gym.
Does it get much better than this for the boys of their age to be doing this every morning, 365 days a year if they can?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Absolutely, it doesn't get any better than this. And we're all really fortunate to be a part of it, not just us at the front end there doing the modern exercise techniques, but like you say, coming down here and coming for a swim at any age, because it's not just your physical health, it's your emotional health, your sense of well-being and belonging. One ABC reporter, Sophie Scott's written a great book on longevity. She unlocks this secret to communities that live a long, healthy life. And it's this social belonging, when the dingoes have just nailed it. And they call us affectionately, they call us the pups, which we're the sort of dingoes in training. And a couple of my clients, the older ones, you know, we get to cross over every now and then. But it's not official. I haven't given them anyone just yet. But we're lucky enough to come to their Christmas and mid-year dinners. And they're always a great time. It's a great time. Because it is. It's a community to be a part of. We're very fortunate.